talkradio.org.au, nourishing the soul of the digital generation.
Tonight we're faced with an affirmative who have told the women in this room to man up. And that's what we're faced with as we sit here tonight. Man up, women. And then we're told by the first that actually women are taking all of men's roles. And so we're a little bit confused about who's doing the blurring of what it means to be a good man in tonight's debate. So we think tonight's debate has come down to three questions. The first one being, are there good men? The second one being, if there aren't, which we disagree with, are women to blame for this? And finally, where's the burden? Who has to make the change? Who's first to man up? Okay, so first of all, are good men hard to find? And I think Laura did a pretty good job of pointing to Jerome's dashingly handsome suit tonight, David's recently acquired PhD. So I think that what we've seen here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is that actually these guys are single. So, and they're good men here, ready. And I'm a little bit offended if you don't think there's anyone who's worthy in this audience tonight. So, we think there are good men, first and foremost. But for the sake of debate, we'll move there and we'll say that like the lines have been blurred and basically women are to blame for this because they've been blurring the lines. Now, they've stated from the very beginning that where do we get this picture? Well, Jesus Christ has set us an example of what a good man is. So we have a quick fix for the asinine that they should go home and read their Bibles. And then we think as well that when we see men in our society who are like these men, who are good men, who stand up to this, that this is also what needs to happen to promote good men. Now, are women to blame? So we've heard three things about this. We've heard that, like, first of all, there's this competition. Second of all, this blurring. And third, this feminist thinking. So Dave talks about how, like, women are sort of taking men's roles and there's this sort of competition between men and women who's going to be the better man in society. And we assume that he was talking about things like economic independence and stuff like that. Well, we think that the more important issues here are, like, service and the warrior-like nature of men and that kind of thing. And we think if there's going to be competition to be who's more masculine and it's between a woman and a man loses, we don't think that's necessarily a problem with the woman. We think that in society, if there's a competition of who's going to be the best man and the man loses, that's something you need to be looking at yourselves. But second of all, we think that, like, when they talk about whether the culture's been blurred, we heard these generalisations about women who've got their standards too low and women who've got their standards too high, and the first one's Jerome won't ask out, and the second one's Jerome won't ask out because of this. We think that this is, like, quite typically an excuse that is used for guys who are thirdly intimidated by the perception that has been created by feminism. And we don't necessarily hold that feminism has changed women. In fact, we firmly reject that feminism has changed who women are. We think that women can be women in the workplace, and they contribute to the workplace by bringing sensitivity and receptivity and all of those things, and making it better by being women in those areas. And we think that because we now have PhD candidates on our education panel, doesn't mean that women aren't doing these things in a womanly way. We think that what that means is that men are perceiving that women are taking their ground, when actually what women want is still the same. They want to be happy, they want to be loved, they want to be told they're beautiful, and all of those things. So where does that leave us? Whose role is it tonight? So we've talked about this burden and where it lies. And we've talked about the altered image of a good man. And we disagree. We think that we all have the benefit here tonight, some of us do anyway, that we know the truth about the human person. And we've heard it from both sides. We both agree that a man is courageous and needs to step up and wants to be a good man and wants to sacrifice and lay down his life. And we've heard that women want to be receptive and they want to be open to being asked out and they want to be told they're beautiful and all of these things, and they want to be sensitive and person-centred and all of those things. And we've all agreed that there are these essential truths about men and women that maintain themselves through the ages. Now let's just look at this for a second. You've got, on the one hand, like the creator God who is masculine and comes from without and creates. And it's him taking the first step. He can't do anything. The world can't do anything without God taking the first step. Christ did not wait for his church to be perfect. He didn't wait for his disciples to come along with him to the cross before he laid down his life and sacrificed. And we'd say that this is the image that you have given us of what a good man is. And this is the image that we want to take home tonight. That it is the man who steps up first, who asks the woman out, and he lays down his life. Okay? And this is what we're not seeing. So when we come to this fundamental question of whose role is it, whose responsibility have we got in this debate tonight? If the image is blurred, whose role is it to fix it? And Gabe came out and he said, basically, it's the woman's role. She can fix it. She's got to start clearing the airways. That kind of thing. Well, we'd say that when it comes to, like, society's confusing messages in public, popular culture and all that stuff, probably we're both as responsible as one another. We're both buying the stupid magazines that tell us stupid things to do, and we're both feeding off this popular culture that we're all responsible for creating. But as Christians, we're always swimming against the current. We're always swimming against what media is telling us to do, and we're always doing things that don't go with the popular culture towards feminism and that kind of thing. And so what we'd say then is when we're given this model of receptivity versus sacrifice, the case is clear cut. Men's role, if they want to take it on, is to serve, to lay down their life, and they need to step up and man up and be the men we know that they'll be. Thank you.
Radio.org.au